Anywhere, Allie, here we are.
Must seem a long time away, or a long way away, from the early days, Daryl, when you were starting around in Paris. What brought you to Paris in the first place?
Well, you know, Jack Elliott, old Ramblin' Jack Elliott, he and June got married. And we were all first-class friends, and so they come to Europe for their honeymoon to sing around in Europe on the streets. Do some busking. And then they wrote a letter later on and invited me to come on over and join them for 6 months. And so we hit London, and was my first stop was London, the old skiffle days, and oh, yeah, it was absolutely like dying and going to heaven, you know, absolutely sensational. And then we went on to Paris and we got a job in London in the Blue Angel, that real shishi nightclub there. But we had to go out of the country to get work permit things to come back to make it legal, see. So we went to Paris for the first time and had our papers, and then we'd come on back. And then worked at the Blue Angel for 3.5 months.
Paris must have been special. I've heard so many stories about Paris in those days.
Really, truly unbelievable. It was.
Did you just literally earn your living on the streets?
Yeah, we bust, huh? That was it. And then Jack and I split up, and I went on down to Spain, to the Pamplona. And then we met again down in the Côte d'Azur, down in Saint-Tropez. And then we went down to Italy and worked down there. Then we split up for good, or more or less. And then Jack and June went to Israel to look around. And I went on down to Italy and ended up living in Rome. And it was then that I'd come back to Paris in 58, I guess it was, 57 maybe.
The folk scene in Britain was just about getting started then, so you were actually there before the folk scene started.
Well, actually, Jack was the first one over, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And Jack came just at the right time, because what the young folks over here were really working at and crazy over was flat picking and all the kind of stuff that Jack was doing, see. Mm-hmm. So Jack shows up and becomes a national hero, you know. Really, everybody just loved him, and all the kids just trying to play the guitar like him. And
so when we move into the 60s, then, the early 60s must have been a good time to be in London.
Yeah, 60s was good, too. Uh-huh. Yeah, I had good times. Though at that time I was living in Europe, see, in the 60s. And in 58 I went up to Belgium for the first time, and that was the last time Jack and I really worked together in that era, and we worked at the American Pavilion for the World Fair, the Expo. And I was already had made Belgium my home base, bumming around Europe, but always coming back to Brussels. It can kind of become home to me. And
so in those days, was it the case that if you got a gig, did you earn much money out of that? Or what do you find you were drinking most of the gig money?
Well, when you got a gig, you know, they paid you just a little bit, but a little bit, geez, that was pretty good, you know. You thought it was pretty good. And then sometimes, yeah, Alex Campbell and I, we worked down in Paris there back in 57. And we had a gig like that. Every night when we got finished our gig, we owed the money. Yeah, we drink them all ourselves. Well, they paid us such a little bit. Yeah. So we owed them money every night we stopped. That was pretty good.